the fortune to go down to Disney World and just enjoy the day, my family. We were able to, it was a lot of fun. And then just getting back here, just to see the excitement, running into people, and just, I've seen a lot of people crying. It's been a long time coming. It's great to have seen ex-players after the game and just see how excited they were with the victory. I mean, this is a special place to play, and to bring home the first Super Bowl championship, World Championship. We're all, it's really special to be part of it.
You talk about the grown men crying, and then the city collectively kind of hasn't been able to wipe a smile off its face.
Yeah.
What's it feel like to be the guys that brought that joy to this country?
We're fortunate to be a part of it. I mean, we're fortunate, it goes back to we're fortunate to play this game, be a part of this organization. This organization does things the right way, so it deserves this. The fans deserve this. It's been a long time wait, and it's really cool to be a part of it. It's really cool to see the joy in everyone's face. Just lifelong fans, hearing how long they've waited for this moment. That's something that's really, really special, and you can see as you go around this locker room, any player will tell you it's really awesome to be a part of.
What made you suggest that really special to tell us your grand tours and what on the sidelines?
In the game, we had talked about that situation, and the great thing about Doug is he he's always going to listen, and I don't know, it just came to me, it just felt like the right time, and it's ultimately his decision, so he can say no, but that's the great thing about him is he has confidence in his players. He has confidence in me. And as y'all saw, I've seen, the replay, the mic'd up. It's really cool that you just get to see a little insight into our relationship. There's a lot of trust, a lot of faith, and it was really cool to go out there in that moment and execute and get a touchdown right there.
How much?
The plan was to save it to the second half. Is that correct? And why did you think that maybe now was the time?
I think just being fourth down, that time of the game, it just felt right. That's such a play where you just have to feel it. And, I was feeling it. And when I told Doug that that's what I was feeling, he felt the same way as y'all saw, which is it's really cool. And I'm really, really happy it was executed well and it worked.
A lot of people have been calling it one of the best plays in Super Bowl history. Have you been able to reflect on just how big of a moment that is, not for the city of Philadelphia, but just for football in general?
I haven't had a lot of time to reflect. I mean, it's pretty wild, though. Just being in this moment, being a part of this Super Bowl team, that play in particular, it'll take a little time for all this to soak in. I mean, we have the parade tomorrow. There's been a lot going on, so all the emotions of everything, there's so many that you encounter in this moment because, not many people win the Super Bowl. So I'm sure over the next weeks, once I have time to rest and sort of reflect back, everything will start setting in.
Nick, your quote on
that. When he came back and you've been here before, you knew how important this team is to the city. You get a grasp as a team, as the magnitude of what you guys have done for this team.
Yeah, ever since I was drafted here, just being around the city, being around the people, just seeing, across the United States, wherever I go, there's Eagles everywhere. I mean, I was in Disney World, and there was tens of thousands of Eagles fans down there, just so excited. Trust me, we all know the magnitude of this for this city, for Philadelphia Eagles fans across the world. I mean, I have friends overseas that, are watching with Eagles fans over there, and it's really cool, the widespread of this fan base. Everyone loves the Eagles, and everyone's been waiting a really long time for this. So now to be in this moment, we just all have to, enjoy it, because like we've all been saying, this has been a long time coming, and we're blessed to be a part of it.
What's this play going to be like?
A great question. I don't think anyone really knows. We're really excited about it. I know there's supposed to be millions of people. I can't wait to go down Broad, go to the art museum, and just see everything. This is what you dream of, so it's really cool.
Nick, your relationship with Doug, can you just talk about how that's grown, over time?
My relationship with Doug is, it's always been great. I mean, Doug's just a genuine person. He's a great coach to play for because he's genuine. But, as y'all seen just with the game plan, we have such a great coaching staff that puts together a game plan, and they all trust their players. We all do this together. And I think that's the big thing is everyone, leaves their pride at the door and just works together, and, it comes from, top down. So, I've really enjoyed playing for Doug. I enjoyed it as a rookie when he was my quarterback coach, and I've really enjoyed it as him being my head coach.
Nick, your quote about failure on Monday has really resonated with a lot of people. It's kind of been going viral. Have you thought about, or have you gotten any reaction from your quote and talking about not being afraid to fail here at this level?
You know, I really just tried to spend time with family and not really look too much at everything going on, because it's pretty wild. But like, that's just something that I just spoke from the heart. I think that I said, you know, Instagram and social media is such a big thing, and I get it. Like, it's the big thing, technology, but there's a lot of highlight reels, and people look at highlight reels. I know I've been there, and that's why I'm not on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have a Twitter, but I'm not very active on it. Because I think people really need to realize, like, it's okay to fail. I mean, when you speak to kids, like, you're going to fail. Like, I have failed miserably many, many times, and it doesn't just start in the NFL. But you get back up, you learn from your experiences. I mean, you know, I had a great example of my dad. You know, knowing his story, where he came from, that always resonated with me. I mean, he didn't graduate high school, and just what he did with his life and how all those failures led him to who he is today. And it's like any one of us. I mean, we're all going to fail, but it's how you get up, it's how you handle it, and you grow from it. So that's really the message, because I don't want kids looking at me and saying, like, wow, you know, I don't know how I'll ever do that. Like, anyone can do this. You just have to have faith. You have to not be afraid to fail, and you can do anything. So,
you know, Nick, so much about the closeness of this team. That's something that starts from the top down. You know, really did help teams to get you guys where you are.
Yeah, I mean, when your team's close, when, you know, you see the excitement here, obviously, the Super Bowl, you know, everyone's really excited. But it all started from, you know, the moment I got here, I got to see the closeness of the team. A big reason coming back here was I knew a bunch of the guys here. I knew that this team would be a great environment. But that's big when you get into games where, you know, maybe it's not going well on offense and the defense has your back, or maybe it's not going well on defense and the offense has their back. Like, teams don't turn because there's that closeness, and that's how you win games in the playoffs. That's how you win games during the season in the fourth quarter. It's that, you know, relationships in the locker room that are built, because, you know, not everyone's out for themselves. Everyone's playing for the guy next to them, and that's something that isn't everywhere. And it was, you know, that's the atmosphere here, so... you know, we're all very fortunate to be a part of this atmosphere.
Take a couple more questions for Nick. Nick, when
you didn't get sacked Sunday, 160 points. What's it like playing behind these guys? Why are they so dominant?
They're the best O-line in football. I mean, they're the greatest group of guys. I mean, y'all have interviewed them just to see their personalities. Just athletically, I mean, they're O-linemen, but they can run, they can move, they're powerful. But I think the big thing is it goes back to what we were talking about with relationships. They all get along, they're all in sync. I mean, you got Jason Kelce, who's the best center in the league, one of the smartest football players I've ever played with. I don't know how he sees what he sees, but he's amazing. Watch him go out on runs. You know, every single one of them, unbelievable, and I can't say enough about them. Because the O-line anchors an offense. If you don't have an O-line that's good, like, you're going to have a tough time on offense. Well, the reason our offense was successful is we started up front with them, with our running game, and then everything else came off that. So,
we saw the NFL film clip of you. Talks about it. Suggested it's really special. He hesitated like a second or two before he said, "Let's do it." What was going through your mind in that second or two? Do you remember?
No, not really. I mean, I just was waiting to hear. You know, like I said, it's his call. So I wanted to just give him a recommendation, and you know, I think I've watched it back. It goes back to, it just shows you our relationship where. I think for some reason I said Philly. So I looked at him like, well, that's just probably in the moment. I bet he just had to resonate. What is he talking about? But then he realized. But, you know, that was a really cool moment in that game, just to go out there, run that play, and Doug to have faith in us to execute it. Because 4th and 1, that's a big point in the game. So that's a moment.
Yeah, but not only 4th and 1, but he had the confidence to run it with an undrafted rookie running back taking the snap. So a third string tight end, backup quarterback. I mean, can you even talk about the guts it takes?
I think everyone's trying to wrap their head around this team right now. I think this team, I don't think one person picked us to get past maybe the first round of the playoffs. And I think what it made everyone step back and say, wow, analytics and analysis of football isn't exactly what makes people great and team successful. It's the belief, and you can do it. I mean, like you said, undrafted players. Trey Burton, he might be our third tight end, but that dude is unbelievable. And he's going to have a great NFL career. He can do so many different things. Corey, I mean, huge stud. I mean, he's going to have a great career. But I think it just shows that this team does a great job of getting, you know, great players, great character guys, and then just instilling that belief in them to where they go out and play at a high level. Because if you don't have the faith of your coaches that believe in you, it's hard to go out there and play at a high level. Well, these coaches are unbelievable in building confidence in their players, and that shows on the game.
We'll take one more question for Nick.
I've seen a lot of tattoos. Trust me, I have my phone. I haven't been able to. You know, I've glanced at it, and then I just sort of set my phone down because I just want to stay in the moment with my family. But I did, you know, I got several pictures of tattoos. I saw the Philly Special tattoo, and mean, there's T-shirts of it. You know, it's really cool just to see the excitement of the city. I think tomorrow will be a great example of just a long time coming, just to see everyone excited. And I know all of us are, everyone here just can't wait to see what actually transpires tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, guys.